Jocelyn and Chris aren't right there out of my head on KX93.5. Alyssa hanging out with you, and I am with C. Shyrock right now. He's going to play some tunes for us, and we're going to get to talk with him for a little. He's going to kick it off now with Confess Your Love on KX93.5. That was C. Shyrock with us here on KX93.5. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
How did you write that one?
I wrote this song. It was written about when I met my now fiance.
Mm-hmm.
So we met in Mexico, in Tulum area, a few years ago. And I was in the studio back in Nashville, and I was wanting to try to capture something that was telling the story of how we met and kind of the feeling and being in Mexico and this kind of, I don't know, just the magic around the whole thing, I guess. And kind of capturing that idea, like this Confess Your Love idea, which is the name of the single. It was about taking that risk and kind of like literally taking that first step and confessing your love, or sort of being vulnerable with how you're feeling towards somebody and kind of taking that initial step. So I was wanting to try to capture that in a song. And I feel like a lot of my music as well is somewhat introspective.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know. It's just, this song was different in that it feels like a very joyful, it has a happy kind of thing to it. And it has this, the melody feels very light and.
It's absolutely beautiful. I have to say that. And you can definitely feel the emotions that you're trying to portray in that song. And I know you were saying earlier that when you did the video, you went back down to Mexico for that.
Yeah.
And how was that experience for you?
It was amazing. It was fun to, because some of these lyrics in the song very literally sort of capture special moments that we had in those first few days when we had initially met. So it was fun to kind of reimagine those and reinterpret them and kind of in a surreal sort of way, recreate them. We took a lot of inspiration for the video for Confess Your Love from Chris Isaak's Wicked Game.
Okay.
Or Wicked Game's video.
Yeah.
So it was a little like surreal, kind of dreamlike in some ways. And we were really trying to recreate some of those initial moments. And my fiance, her name is Shannon, she was able to come down. She was kind of a creative director, yeah. A part of it, working with myself, working with the director. And it was really fun.
Yeah. Did you find that the two of you remembered things differently?
Hmm.
Or did you really remember him kind of the same?
Well, I think we remember, I don't know if we remember things differently, but different moments were really impactful for us. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, so you each had these same moments, but certain things impacted you differently than her.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like there was little moments where I was like little pivotal moments for me, for instance, when I first met her. And when we met, it was so unexpected. Like neither of us were down there like looking to meet somebody really.
Yeah.
We were just both ended up down there. And I think there was these little pivotal moments where I remember kind of looking at her just being like, is this real life? Like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
Like, who is this person? And these conversations we were having. And it was right in that beginning, those beginning moments of like meeting somebody and falling in love and kind of opening yourself up to that. And that's what I was trying to capture in this song. And in the lyric was like some of those moments for me that were so pivotal in like that beginning.
That's awesome. Now we know this is a new solo project for you. So has it been difficult not having a full band with you? Have you found it more freeing? What was your intake on that?
Definitely a little bit of both. I think it's, there's so much freedom when you're a solo artist that I really love.
Yeah.
Cause you can literally chase anything that kind of excites you or turns you on. You can create like a pop track or something like that and then have something that's more brooding, like alternative stuff or rock stuff, or you can literally do anything. It's like there's an open playing field, which is so refreshing for me as an artist and a writer. I think in a band situation, at least in my situation, as I was writing and composing and everything, I was constantly writing with the intention and the thought process of like, okay, here's the five instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to sort of paint with these colors. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as a solo artist, it feels like there's infinite colors and tools to use, which is really exciting because it just feels like there's so much freedom around it. I think the downside is that ever since I was a kid and I first fell in love with some of these bands, I always wanted a band. You know, I like fought to have a band, and I always, even though when I was doing like solo stuff, I tried so hard to, this is like earlier before I had my previous project, but I always wanted a band and I wanted to like be in photo shoots with band people and like do everything together. And this idea of the small camaraderie and the little family of a band, just, it was so enchanting to me, I think. And there's something about that that I do miss.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like, even as a solo artist, there's different aspects that become band-like, meaning people I'm co-writing with or the producers I'm working with or some of the instrumentalists, like the bass player that toured with me in my last project is still playing on all of this stuff. And he's this incredible bass player out of Nashville. I think he's on the road right now with a country artist named Russell Dickerson.
I know him. I came from country music, so I know all about Russell Dickerson.
Well, he's out with Russell right now, but his name's Kevin Witsa. He's an incredible musician. Mm-hmm. And he toured with me in the last project, and it's fun to have people like him now playing on all of my solo stuff. And it's like the band has shifted. You know, it's not quite the same, slightly different,
but...
Yeah, so there's pluses and minuses to it, definitely, but I'm really loving being a solo artist and kind of
exploring
getting full range over the creative process, which is really an amazing feeling for me.
Yeah, I can imagine that has to be almost freeing to be able to do that and see what your mind can actually expand and create and do.
It's more pressure, too, I feel like, which I thrive under more pressure, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nobody else to sort of carry the weight of it with you.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that. You know, I like having the pressure of when I'm in the studio, it's just like me and a producer or somebody, and it's going to work or not work based on what I can bring to it that day, I guess. So I don't know. I'm really loving it right now.
That's awesome. Now, I know you have another song lined up for us that you want to play. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah. So the next song is called Stand With Me Tonight. This song, there's also a music video for it. The video and the song came out about 2 months ago.
Okay.
And the video, you got to check out. It's really cool. I'm most proud of any video I've ever done. I'm most proud of that. We shot it around Nashville in this old high school gym.
Interesting.
And when I first was... So this song, Stand With Me Tonight, I've wanted to write a song like this for so long. It has, like, the recording of it has this feeling where you're like, it's a driving feeling. You know those songs when you're like driving down the highway or the PCH or something, and you're just like, windows are down, and you're just blasting this song. And it's just like, this song has that feeling. And I wanted to capture that feeling in a song for so long. When I first started writing this song, I co-wrote it with a guy named Thomas Duvet, who's produced it with me as well in Nashville. And for a while, we were calling it, like, jokingly, the prom song.
Okay.
Because I wanted to, like, also capture... I wanted it to be this driving sort of anthemic song, but I also wanted to capture that feeling like, okay, if I had to go to prom all over again, like, what kind of song would I... want to dance to? Like, what would be something that felt not just like a cheesy prom song, but like something that captured the emotion and the ups and downs and the roller coaster of like a real relationship? So that was kind of like the start for Stand With Me Tonight. And I remember writing it, and I was talking to my fiance about it, because I also write a lot of poetry, and a lot of times as I'm working on lyrics, I'm like revisiting poetry and trying to find inspiration in my other writing. And she was really encouraging me. She was like, just get out of the, maybe try just getting out of your head and don't try and be a poet with this. Just like, try just saying it in the most simple way. And that was really challenging for me, surprisingly, because I was like, okay, what, there's not a ton of lyrics in this song. So it was like, what is the most simple, honest way that I can kind of capture this feeling for Stand With Me Tonight? And that was where like the song kind of started. So anyway, yeah.
All right. Well, we're joined by C. Shyrock, and he's going to play us right now, Stand With Me Tonight, on KX93.5.
Stand with me tonight. out with me tonight. Tomorrow we'll give or take, but now I recognize all this could be in time. Give us eyes to see. We stand with me tonight. I don't know how, but I feel it. I don't know how, but it's you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're joined by C. Shyrock. That was Stand With Me Tonight, and absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
Beautiful lyrics, I have to say that.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I kind of labor over them sometimes. You know, there's those songs that come quickly,
mm-hmm.
and it's like all at once. There's just like a bolt of inspiration, and it all sort of comes out at once. And for me, it's either that happens every once in a while.
Okay.
Or more often than not, it's like some little piece of it will come. And then there's this laborious process of like, quote unquote, work where you're sitting there just going over these lyrics and like wrestling with them and trying to figure out what is it exactly that's trying to be said, or what does the song want to say through you? Sometimes it feels like, for me, like I'm a conduit of something.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I really appreciate that.
Of course. 'Cause
I do spend a lot of time, I think, working on what's being said and why I'm saying it, and does it need to be said, I guess.
Now, do you find your lyrics start coming first or the music?
Well, my favorite times are when they kind of come together. There's a few songs where it's like I'll be driving or I'll be sitting at the piano or something, and a melody will kind of come into my head, or I'll stumble into it and immediately there's a lyric that's with it. And those feel really special. Like, for instance, on Stand With Me Tonight, that melody that will you stand with me tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of was always there with that melody. As soon as I heard that melody, I heard that lyric. And then it was just a matter of everything else. Like, what do the verses want to say, mm-hmm. and all of that. So I don't know. Usually there's a melody first, I think,
okay.
and a couple lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a lot of time spent working out the rest of the lyrics and the story and what's wanting to be said.
Now, I know you've got a bunch of new singles coming out until you release your album.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have a release date for the album? How many more singles are you putting out?
Well, we're kind of approaching it differently because, you know, how the way of releasing music has changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is the album is called Evidence of Things Unseen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of approaching it a little bit more like a compilation. We've released three singles so far, and then we're going to be releasing roughly a single a month, like every 4 to 6 weeks, over the next few months, and kind of adding to the album. So by the time the album comes out, we're calling it like an album compilation kind of thing.
Okay.
For instance, on Spotify, it's all under a playlist. So each single that's coming out, we're just adding to the Evidence of Things Unseen playlist. And there'll probably be 6 or 7 singles released.
Okay.
And then the album will have, I think, 12 songs on it. And it's going to come out like early fall is the plan.
Do you have any tour dates? Are you stopping anywhere along the way? I know you're in the middle of a move right now coming out from Nashville.
Yes. In the middle of a move from Nashville out here to LA. But I'm doing some select shows in Los Angeles, in Nashville, and in New York. Just a few like smaller kind of showcasey things. And then I really would love to tour. I toured tons in my last project. Like for years, I feel like we spent in a van, basically, just kind of touring all around the country and going overseas. And I miss, like, I think I have a love-hate relationship with touring. There's like the, you know, 45 minutes to hour that you're on stage that like make the days of driving and everything else all worth it.
Yeah.
But I miss it so much right now. I miss like being able to perform live in front of people, and that energy is just something totally different. It feels like a totally different job than being in a studio and writing and recording and singing and kind of being in that headspace. And I miss it so much. So I hope to be doing some touring later this year when Evidence of Things Unseen, when the album's coming out.
Okay.
I miss it. And yeah, I feel like I've had the opportunity to perform with some incredible artists that are really inspiring over the years. And I would love to go back out with some of them maybe or something, but I really miss touring.
Now, if people want to find your music, get in touch with you, how would they do all that?
So if you search C. Shyrock anywhere, it's S-H-I-R-O-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing, hopefully it pops up kind of everywhere, but on Instagram, on Facebook, it's just at C. Shyrock, or on YouTube. I also just launched a new website that has all of the new C. Shyrock stuff. It has some of my past work with my last band. It also has all the music videos, all the lyrics. I think this new website, it literally just launched like 2 days ago. So that's kind of, it's cshyrock.com. And that is sort of a good jumping off point that will give you more information than you ever wanted about me and my music. So okay, that's a good place to start. And then anywhere you are on Twitter, Instagram, or whatever, and any of the, obviously like iTunes and Spotify's and all of that stuff. So
I know you got one more song for us for today, and this one has not been released yet.
So not released.
We're getting to hear it first, guys, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. This is the first time. I don't even know who's heard this. Like, we literally just got it back from the mastering.
Okay.
It's mastered by this incredible woman in New York who's just like killing it with mastering. She's done so many of my favorite records. She does tons of the Coldplay stuff and the new Maggie Rogers stuff. And I don't know. She's amazing. This woman, the company is called Lodge Mastering in New York. Anyway, so we literally just got it back from them a few days ago, me and the producer. So nobody's really heard it.
Oh, I'm very excited that we get to hear it.
This is like an early preview of it. It's called All We Have Is This Moment. And it's a special song to me, but it's like really fresh off the press, I guess we would have said maybe like 30 years ago or something.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about the song, and then I want to thank you for coming in here today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
So the song, let's see, All We Have Is This Moment, it was written by me and the producer in Nashville, recorded at my studio there and his place. His name's Thomas Duvet.
Mm.
And he and I have been co-writing and co-producing a lot of this new stuff. All We Have Is This Moment was written because I feel like in some ways, it's like a reminder and a lesson to me personally. because I have this tendency, I think, to be so goal-driven in my own life that I miss out on being present in the moment. So this song is like a very literal, all we have is this moment. Like, that's really all we're promised. And we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what's going to happen next week. So it's like really a reminder to be present. And I listened to this podcast recently where the guy was talking about being where your feet are.
And I think we tend to forget that sometimes.
I know. So that's kind of like what this song is. It's a reminder to me about that, being where my feet are, I guess.
Well, thank you for coming in today. See Shyrock joining us. And you guys are hearing it first. Here's All We Have Is This Moment. And thank you again for coming in. I really appreciate it. Have a great one.